It's Monday, January 31st, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The Mac Renaissance and the PC Resurgence, the FCC's three latest moves, and Adobe's push against deepfakes. This is the Business of Tech. It's tech earnings season, and let's talk about Apple's. A monster quarter for them, and while iPhone sales took the headline, Mac revenue grew 25% last year. This was driven by the M1 models released in 2021. Protocol highlighted a potential shift in enterprise IT around the Mac and the growth of the developer space. Jamf's CEO predicted that Apple would become the number one device ecosystem in the enterprise by the end of the decade. An example from the earnings report, Shopify's move of its entire workforce to the M1-powered Macs. Of course, the PC is also seeing a resurgence. After Microsoft's earnings call, Microsoft product chief Panos Panay believes the PC's industry's pandemic growth is durable. Microsoft reported 25% growth in the revenue it gets from having Windows installed on new PCs, and the global shipments of laptops and desktops for the last quarter surged to surpass 90 million for the second year in a row, and sales for the year reached a level not seen since 2012. Are there other insights in the earnings reports? Intel had massive growth in their data center group, rising 20% due to strong server recovery in enterprise and government. Western Digital managed to handle supply chain interruptions and saw an 89% increase in cloud revenue over the year prior, but 14% declined sequentially, representing the significant decline in their revenues. Now, why do we care? Is it Mac or PC? The answer is yes. Not a zero-sum game, particularly in a world where the endpoint matters a lot less than it did. Let's acknowledge the diversity of endpoints as the key trend. IT increases the complexity of management process and the number of skills required. The other trend is the cloud. Note that Intel and WD's growth was cloud-driven. That's why the endpoint data is so essential. That space is messier than ever and should be expected to continue to increase in complexity. Will there be more Macs in the enterprise? I agree there will be. Will the PC resurge? Yep. Are they mutually exclusive? Nope. A few new updates in our continuing tracking of broadband and the state of play around regulation. The FCC has unanimously approved the so-called nutrition labels for broadband services. The plan requires disclosure of an internet plan's price, speed, data allowances, and including the introductory rates and later price hikes, as well as network management practices like throttling at the point of sale. The FCC has also announced $1.2 billion in funding through the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund to expand broadband service across 32 states. The FCC calls this the largest funding round to date and notes that 23 broadband companies will provide service to more than 1 million new areas. In addition, the FCC also introduced the Rural Broadband Accountability Plan, which will double the number of audits and verifications performed this year in comparison to 2021. It will also require the FCC to make the results of verifications, audits, and speed and latency tests public on the Universal Service Administration Company's website. And the FCC also clarified the rules around its E-rate program, ensuring that libraries on tribal grounds are eligible for the program's discounts on telecommunication technologies and broadband. With maps being the key to tracking, the state of Montana is the latest to work to build their statewide broadband map, hiring Lightbox for the work. Montana ranks last in broadband access, according to Broadband Now. Why do we care? If you believe that opening up broadband access is like the electrical grid or the interstate highway system, this is all continued slow progress. That's the specific, and the general trend remains increased regulation on tech. This should continue to benefit customers and cloud adoption. Adobe announced version 1.0 of their standard for digital content provenance last week, the ability to capture how a photo or video was captured and document any follow-on edits. This was done in conjunction with Microsoft, ARM, Intel TruePic, and the BBC. Adobe plans to release the code it used via open source so that others can include authentication data in their apps. Why do we care? With the rise of deepfake technology, a standard for validating digital data is important, and this one happened fast. Adobe wants this to go mainstream too, thus the release to open source. This is a key milestone. Cybersecurity for small business is overwhelming. Unprecedented threats, escalating rhetoric, and limited resources. So lean on your community. The Calyptix Community Shield automatically unites small businesses and raises the costs and challenges for cybercriminals by harnessing threat intelligence from our community. If they attack any one of us, everyone gets the benefit with Community Shield. An example? A Log4j block list for scanners and exploits rolled out specifically for outbound events. All for no added costs. By working together, we will prevail. Learn more at calyptix.com. When you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Back settled in my office with a new door and construction all done. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.